Did you know that it's a federal offense to take a picture of your butt on an office copy machine?
We can change that.
Write your local congressman and ask if it's true, because frankly, it's just something I heard from this guy who was telling me not to do it yesterday. And if it is true, demand a repeal of this unjust law.
And that's one to grow on.
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should properly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
Let's get down to business!
From the entertainment capital of the world,
you're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Shit this fuck cunt cocksucker motherfucker in this.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
Yeah, dude. So many cuss words.
This movie was shot in 3B. Three beers and it looks good, eh?
You're a small petty man.
I want to ride the pony, Daddy.
Well, hello, peoples. Welcome to the podcast for Friday, May 28th, 2/10. My name is Tim, and let's get right to the funny, shall we? Well, apparently there was a big techie convention in New York City this past weekend. I'm not sure which program this was part of, but the interviewer in this clip is interviewing Yahoo CEO Carol Bartz. Now, just prior to this clip, the interviewer, whoever the hell he is, spent a good portion of this interview comparing her to Steve Jobs. Check this out.
Is all the stuff about, you know, we really want to be a cutting-edge technology company, is it kind of BS? And so, is it just to, like, recruit engineers and kind of keep the excitement going?
So, Mike, since you were the one that brought up Jobs earlier, I'm going to continue that analogy. Steve came back into Apple in 1997, a company he knew very well since he founded it.
Yep.
The iPod came out 4 years later. 4 years later, 3 years after that, is the first time his market cap grew at all. 7 years. I've been at this company 16 months.
Okay.
And so I'm supposed to have an iPad, an iPod, and come on. You know, you are involved in a very tiny company.
Very tiny.
And it probably takes a long time to even convince yourself what the hell to do. Something magical that the fine people of Yahoo are supposed to do in this short time. So fuck off.
Like my buddy Pete always says, fuck you and fuck off. Anyway, got some news for you, but first, here's the First Lady of France singing Oh Susanna.
Ho lasciato l'Alabama per venire fin da te. C'è colei che mamma ogni giorno sempre qui.
Now here's a clip of that very same woman back in 1992. Yes, this is the First Lady of France. Her name is Carla Bruni, and she's smoking hot.
We're traveling all around the world, and we're meeting, you know, new people every day, and we must know what to tell them in case we get in bed with them, right? Because this is very romantic.
It's nice.
How is that, Jean-Paul? How would you like to say, put your finger in my bottom?
Oh, no.
Don't say that. So how do you say it in...
Which
language you can say
it? In German, for instance.
No, okay. In German.
Take then a finger in men and arch.
Beautiful.
Well, apparently she's hot and she's classy. Here's Doyle Redlin with the Onion Radio News.
Community leaders are outraged over a porn video. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redlin. Citizens of Pleasant, North Carolina are protesting an X-rated videotape this week, claiming the tape does not contain the all-anal action promised on its cover. Area resident and mother of two, Janice Ferguson.
Well, is this the sort of hardcore pornography we want to see in our homes? I think not. I say the people of Midvale County deserve better.
The group is demanding the inclusion of more explicit material on the video, including anal gangbangs. Doyle Redlin for The Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Oh, Doyle, where do you come up with this stuff? Anyway, that's all the time we have left for this edition of the podcast. Pleased to be returning on Monday for more internet comedy fun. In the meantime, have a great weekend and don't get any on ya.
Shut up!